We are Quixie 98.3. It is Trisha, and we've got some more guests in the studio, Jerry Meraz and Mary Key from Nolan River Wildlife. And not just the two of them, but Boone the Raccoon is in the studio also.
He's the most important. We're just the entourage.
he's the ambassador. So, I mean, I feel like he's almost like royalty for, you know, Hardin County. So you guys had the Nolan River Wildlife Gala a couple weeks ago.
Yes, Born to Be Wild Gala.
And that was a big success.
It really was. We had set a goal that we thought was really going to be a stretch. Our goal was to raise $17,000, and we just barely made it. We raised $34,000.
$34,000.
Yes.
We have double what you were hoping.
Set the bar incredibly high.
But that's amazing.
And, you know, it wasn't just about the money. What was really great, and a number of people pointed this out, it was just a fun time. People connecting, talking about the animals, seeing the new facility. It was just a great evening.
And so tell us about that, the new facility. That's something that you guys just kind of started fairly recently.
Right. I was a chance for us to actually get to see people that have been so supportive in the community and for them to get to see what we're actually doing. So the community has just been unbelievably supportive. But the facility, we outgrew our other one, and so we needed something bigger, so we converted our arena for the horses into a closed building, and we're already getting full in there. So
that is a really large building. Yeah. And especially considering where you were before, which was just right outside of your house, and there was almost like a shed.
Yeah.
Sort of, that was in a building.
Not too much bigger than this room here.
Yeah.
But it's like a clown car when we were unpacking it to put in the other. It's like, how in the world did we get all that in there?
So you have been working with animals and different types of wildlife to help rehabilitate them. How long have you been doing this now?
6 years. I started out underneath somebody else for 2 years, and then the past 6 years I got my own license. And it started with the possum that we found in our yard, and she ended up having babies in her belly. She was dead, but we rehabilitated the babies.
Wow.
And I decided this is much more fun than being a speech therapist, so switched over.
And it takes a lot of volunteers to make this happen, because you guys have so many animals that are in and out of the facility.
Yeah, there's no way we could do 10% of what we do. I guess we've got about 35, 40 volunteers.
I think so. And, yeah, when the animals, of course, this is baby season right now, and some of them require feeding when they're very new every couple of hours. And so there's a high labor demand there.
And this noise that you might be hearing is Boone that is exercising, trying to climb, doing a little like jumping jacks. So tell us a story about Boone.
So a lady came, and her lab had brought this little raccoon to her, and Boone was about eyes closed, tiny little baby. And when he got big enough to start walking, we realized something was different than the other raccoons. And the vet diagnosed him with something called cerebellar hypoplasia, which is wobbly syndrome. Go ahead, Jerry.
Boone is really exercising.
He can move everything, obviously, but he can't coordinate it to get to walking. So he uses a wheelchair to get around. And we started out the school, Central Hardin's class. Their engineering class made him this wheelchair, got him so strong he kept busting it. And Bionic Pets came in and made him a custom-made wheelchair.
So. And so now he's on wheelchair number 3?
Yep.
Is that right?
Wheelchair number 3.
Wow.
Now it looks like it's going to stick. It's wonderful. It's perfect. Here we go.
That's amazing. So you've got Boone there. You have Ford the coyote. And Ford is, you know, what's the story with Ford?
He's an ambassador in training. A homeless man found 3 puppies, brought them to the vet. The vet realized they were coyotes. And Ford was born with a malformation of his back legs, so he can't be released, and the other his siblings were picking on him so bad that they had to take him to the vet twice, so they realized that he wouldn't be able to go out in the wild. So he's hopefully going to be a real spokesperson for us. Coyotes are not very popular, especially in this area, and they're so important to our ecological system, and at some point we're going to have to start learning to live with
well,
all these
explain
animals.
That about their importance. Well, as Boone is eating your
hair.
Well,
it goes from the wolf to the coyote to the mesopredators, which are like the raccoons and skunks, and then you've got the prey. And if we keep messing with all the apex predators, we get too many of the middle ones, and they become the apex, and it just kind of goes on and on. So if we don't leave it alone, we're going to have just a lot of rats and and bugs and disease. And so, you know, God put them there for a reason. We just need to leave them alone.
Absolutely. You know, that's interesting because, you know, they may be a nuisance to us mm-hmm. in some regards, but God made them for a reason.
Right.
You know, there is a plan and a purpose.
Well, and it's our job, too, if people are upset about their pets getting taken. I had a dog get taken, and it was totally my fault because I wasn't paying attention. I didn't have the underground collar because I thought the bigger dogs would protect them. But, you know, we now have dogs, livestock guardian dogs. And we have, he's got a coyote suit along with his sister Darcy that Jerry has. And he also has the collar now, so he can't go across the line.
All right.
So it's my job. And I don't know why more people don't get the livestock guardian dogs. It's a cheap, very effective method to control predators.
All natural.
All natural, yeah.
So you have an open house that's coming up for the community.
Yes.
And that's going to be this Saturday.
This Saturday from 11 to 2. So for those folks, and we, unfortunately, we sold the gala out very quickly, and a lot of people wanted to come, but this is a great opportunity to come out and see the new facility and get a tour and come enjoy some refreshments and meet a couple of the ambassador animals.
And Ford has his own enclosure, so you can watch Ford in his enclosure, which is a coyote.
Yes, yes. He's got much more room. He's very happy out there, too, as you saw when you came out to visit. He enjoys that big space, and even though he has a deformed leg, he moves around pretty well.
He does. So you guys are located in Glendale. What is the address for people to come out there?
The address is 576 White Mills Glendale Road East.
All right, and website where people can find out information?
It's NolanRiverWildlife.org. We had to change it to .org.
.org. Okay, and again, the open house is this Saturday?
From 11 to 2 this Saturday. Come on out and enjoy. Enjoy some refreshments, enjoy some animals and beautiful countryside out
and
that way.
And see what you might be able to do and be a part of to help with the volunteering.
Yeah. And if Trish tries to say this is a boon crunching in the camera, it's actually, in the
in the microphone.
Yeah. It's actually Trish. She just won't quit eating.
Thanks, guys, for coming out. And thanks for bringing Boone. And I hope he has enough to eat over there.